Today on the Conservative Asian Podcast, if an elite slaps another elite live on national television, does anybody care? All this and more on the Conservative Asian Podcast. All right, it's made the rounds the moment that it happened, and I saw it happen in real time because my social media blew up because of it. I didn't even know it was happening until I saw it on blast out on social media, but the Oscars, that's right. That antiquated tradition of elites patting themselves on the back was yesterday. I know, right? Shocked, amazed. I don't even know how you can begin to describe that kind of a thing, but it was, it did, it happened, and the only memorable thing to come out of the Oscars, quite literally, the only memorable thing to come out of the Oscars was the interaction between Chris Rock and Will Smith. The slap heard round the internet, as it were, because Chris Rock was up to be a presenter for some award thing at the Oscars. I don't even care which one it was. But he was up there, and he was doing his shtick, as it were. And then, as most comedians are apt to do, they looked at the crowd to find their next, I guess, victims, right? Quote-unquote victims. To make fun of, or to tease, or to be a highlight in their comedic attempt at whatever. And so, Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, became the object of ire of Chris Rock. And Chris Rock made fun of Jada Pinkett's hairstyle. Now, unbeknownst to many, and especially I'm assuming to Chris Rock, is that Jada Pinkett Smith has she has apple something. Alopecia, that's what it is. There we go. Alopecia, pretty sure. And that causes a thinning of the hair. And so, you know, just what some women do is they just shave it down. Give it a nice little, cut kind of a thing. And that was that, so to speak. But all fun and games aside, apparently, to what Chris Rock thought was just some harmless banter, turned into a bigger deal afterwards. And the funny thing about all of this is that Will Smith was laughing at Chris Rock's joke during the whole thing. He was laughing along with everybody else, having a good time. Ha 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 ha. Well, that's a good joke, because Chris Rock mentioned about how Jada Pinkett Smith could be G.I. Jane 2. You know, as we all know, that famous movie where, was it Demi Moore? She tries out to be a Navy SEAL or something like that, and so part of her shtick was that she shaved her head just like a Marine, or just like a recruit, I should say, right, in order to kind of fit in or follow the rules or whatever, and so a little bit of a tease here and there, I suppose. But apparently, Jada wasn't too happy. And so even though, and they're not showing this part, Will Smith is laughing along with everybody else. Will Smith is laughing with Chris Rock when he made that joke and all of that kind of stuff. Because it's a good joke. It's funny. Okay? That's what comedians do. We may not like it. May hurt your feelings. Who cares, really, right? People talk bad about me all the time. I remember when I was first starting as a teacher, I thought I was, indestructible, untouchable, realizing, you know, I'm going to save these kids. I love kids. I make them, you know, learn stuff and change their lives. Only to find out that they would write graffiti and swear words about me all over the place. Now, I've learned from that experience, and I don't really care. But this just goes to show, okay? So this was happening. This was all happening in real time, live. Live, on stage. Chris Rock is still up there. And all of a sudden, in the midst of it all, okay, what you don't see, and then the camera shows later on, is that Will Smith ends up coming up on stage, towards Chris Rock. While he's still in the middle of his shtick, slaps him across the face. Then walks back to his seat. Shouts some profanities. And they end up moving on. And quite literally present Will Smith with the Best Actor Award for his portrayal of King Richard. Portrayal of Richard Williams in the movie King Richard. Sorry. King Richard is where we're going to go. All sorts of places with that one. But in any case, that's what happened. It was a slap heard around the world. And when I first saw it, I'm pretty sure it was fake. And then I thought to myself, well, maybe it looks a little bit more real than I would think. You know, just it's a little bit. And people were trying to figure out if it was real or not. People were trying to say, like, oh, they're professionals. They know how to hit. Will Smith knows how to hold back. Blah, 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 blah. And Will Smith gave a tearful acceptance award speech thing, bull crap nonsense that the left like to do all the time. Crying and blah, 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 blah. This is for so and so and so and so and so and so. Hoo ha, hoo ha. And then afterwards, all smiles, all happy. There was an after party like they always do at the Oscars and whatever. There's clips of Will Smith happy and dancing and partying and doing whatever, whatever, whatever. And who cares, right? If this was a ploy, and this is a big if because I don't know. If this was a ploy to raise the ratings for the Oscars, congratulations for the brief 2-minute interaction. Viewership was at an all-time high. Oscars was trending for what it was worth. But not about the Oscars and who won and all this bull crap nonsense. No, it was about Will Smith. And then all of this stuff started to pop up. Oh, how come Will Smith didn't get arrested? That's assault. That's assault. That's violence. Blah, 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 blah. All the free speech people like, yeah, blah, blah. Look, this is what fuels my theory that it was just for show. Is that nothing is going to happen because of this. Absolutely nothing. Right? Nothing. Chris Rock said he's not going to press charges against Will Smith. People are concerned about free speech and, oh, so it's okay now to just slap comedians for making jokes, blah, blah, blah. Just take it for what it is. Elites having a little slap hands. It could or could not have been fake. I don't really care. Chris Rock is a hypocrite. Will Smith is a hypocrite. And a beta male. Jada Pinkett Smith is a witch. Period. Who the hell cares? Really? Who cares? Why? Why are we even bothering with this? So he slapped him. Who cares? Honestly, who cares? Nobody does. Well, actually, that's a lie because it's traveling all around the internet. So I guess everybody's got to care. And that's even why we're talking about it here on the show today. The elites don't matter. Because you don't matter to them. Period. Okay? That's all it is. So, move on with your life. Dramatic. Ooh, ah, oh, so scary. Oh, who cares? All pop. Done. But yeah, that was the highlight of the weekend, folks. That was something. Meanwhile, here at home, you know, hey, no masks, finally. Officially, as of 12 a.m. on Sunday, the final emergency proclamations have dwindled. And the unfortunately, the Emperor is not dead, or out of power, I should say, before I get thrown off this whatever platform. The Emperor is still in power. The sitting members of the legislature, city council, are still in power. So while this is a small victory, we must continue never to forget that these people need to be punished. Punished. Now, the irony about all of this is that more and more people that I've talked to are like, we should finally do whatever we want or make decisions for ourselves, which is what we've been saying for the longest time. You make the best health decisions for yourself. And what you decide for yourself is not the same thing as what's good for somebody else. In a large sample size, you could say that a majority, right? But again, that sample size has to be immense, right? So, in any case, it's still... people are still wearing their masks. And again, at this point in time, whatever. The main thing about all of this is that I, along with many other people, were right. And like I said before, it is not just a matter that all of this has quote-unquote ended. The problem now becomes who pays the piper and who is going to go to jail. How can we investigate, right? That is the next step. And I am serious when I tell you, if you're running politician does not support an investigation into COVID-19, into the sitting legislators and people who were in power during 2019 to 2021, if they're not willing to do that, you don't vote for them. Period. I guarantee you that I can rally many people who have been burned, hurt, destroyed by sitting legislators to make this happen. It is about time, right? It is about time. And I was telling some people, like, they're asking, oh, what do we do? How can we make sure this never happens again? Well, number one, as a broad stroke of the pen, never vote for anybody with the letter D next to their name. Hands down. Now, that's not to say there aren't some rhinos out there. That's not to say there aren't some Republicans masking themselves in order to just be a Democrat. No, right? Broad stroke of the pen, broad stroke of the brush, vote for somebody with the letter R next to their name. Once you've established who those people are, then critical thinking, figure out what they stand for. Figure out what their policies are. Figure out what they're going to actually do. And then, if you find the candidate that you support, you vote for them, they get elected into office, you hold them accountable. Period. Okay? And that's the only way. That's the only way things are really going to change. That's the only way that, we're going to rebuild this distrust in the government. And the craziest thing is that people have formed a kind of Stockholm syndrome, where as much abuse as they take from the Democratic Party, they still believe in the Democratic Party. That to me is the most craziest conspiracy theory ever. And it has to be. It has to be. If you're here living in Hawaii, how can you still think that your vote for Democrats turned out good for Hawaii? For you as an individual. Now, what's really infuriating is that there were all of this social justice bullcrap, people, for the last, ever since 2016 when Trump was elected president. All of these people for the last 4 or 5 years complaining, moaning, whining. Oh, so bad. It's so bad. Trump is such a mean person. Oh, meanwhile, gas is almost at $2 now. Oh, meanwhile, you've got a pay raise. Oh, meanwhile, there's more money in your pocket. Wow. Oh, but Trump, he's so bad. He's so bad. Oh, I want to get rid of him. I love Hawaii. I love what they're doing. Yeah, Democrats. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Oh, no, I don't like it here, so I'm going to leave. That's the absolute worst. The absolute worst is that these donkeys who voted for the leadership that we have now, turning around and saying, I don't like it anymore, I'm going to just leave. That, to me, if you, honestly, what should happen is if you voted that way, and your city, your state has turned into a crap hole, you don't get to leave. That sounds very draconian. That sounds very dystopian. I understand that. But you made your bed. Now lie in it. You caused this. And people are like,
No, it's not my... Oh, no, Russia. Trump.
No. You don't get to leave. You don't get... It's like people in housing, right? Wow, we get to live in this one bedroom. Wow, our utilities are taken care of. I'm just going to destroy the crap out of it. Leave. And then go to a different spot. Wow, nice. Well, destroy it. Leave.
You voted for this mess, you stay in this mess. Plain and simple. You don't get to run away. You don't get to just up and leave. Ha ha ha, ha ha, screw everybody else. Ha ha ha. Oh, feel sorry for me. Oh, I love Hawaii so much, that's why I'm leaving. Oh, ha ha ha, ha. Oh, yeah.
You people need to pay. Period. We'll be right back. Elsewhere in Florida, the Child Protection Act is signed by Governor Ron DeSantis. Okay. House Bill 1557, which protects children's in public school ages K through 3 from sexualized indoctrination. Period. Okay. Now, I'm not going to say the moniker of the bill because that's not what the bill is. And one of the biggest pet peeves I have is that people keep perpetuating the name of the bill, the moniker of the bill, by continuing to use it as the identifier of the bill. So... it's a little bit weird, I understand, but, So, bill's getting signed into law. Very good, awesome, fabulous, wonderful. I wish it was K-12. Again, that is not something for a public school teacher to teach your child. Okay, period. That's your job. As a parent. And if... Period. It's your job. Your job. If you don't want that job, say so. Just like how a lot of the time... the misbehavior... in schools... That's your fault. Parents. And when you don't like that I... discipline your child... then you just need to shut up and sit in the back. What a dumb argument. But thankfully, the bill is in Florida. It's passed. It's there. It's in law. Good. Protecting the kids. Great. Let's do a little bit more to ensure that these kids, K through 3, are protected. Actually, all kids are protected. And it is just sad, concerning, that there are people out there who think that sexualizing children is okay. Huh. Meanwhile, in Russia and Ukraine, the war effort continues and is actually in a stalemate of sorts, based upon reports from both sides. Yeah, I've noticed over the last week and a half or so, that all of the hype and bluster of talking about Ukraine has significantly died down in the news and the mainstream media. So maybe we've all just forgotten? I don't know. Just saying. Call it like I see it. Ain't that the case, right? So we're still getting reports. Still no solution involved for Zelensky or Putin. So I don't know, folks. We're just going to have to wait and see how much longer both sides can continue, right? And it is both sides. Zelensky to protect Ukraine and Putin to continue to force his way in. So, yeah. What is concerning, however, is that the consequences, the results of this whole thing, COVID, inflation, weakness, has resulted in higher and higher costs for Americans. And now, even Joe Biden once again slips out the truth. Not only did he admit to a coming, quote, New World Order. Congratulations, all you no longer conspiracy theorists. You are now truthers. Because the conspiracy theories have come true. Joe Biden has announced a new coming New World Order. Joe Biden has announced food shortages, which was also predicted by fellow truthers. Hunter Biden's laptop, now confirmed by the New York Times, the very same newspaper, the very same mainstream media that basically disintegrated Hunter Biden's laptop from the news, has now suddenly reappeared, has now suddenly been confirmed, has now suddenly have all of this confirmed evidence that the Bidens, the family, Hunter, Joe, were all involved in nefarious dealings with Ukraine and other highfalutin political parties. And I don't mean just here locally or within America. So, all of these revelations of sort that we knew 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Oh, here it is, surprise. And we're supposed to just, forget, pass, whatever. Just saying, folks, just saying. It leads more people to stop and think and question. Because it's very important. We were right when it came to COVID. We were right when it came to vaccine passports. We were right all of this whole time. And it is scary to think that there are some theories that are out there right now that have yet to come true. That's the scariest part.
Enjoy, please. By all means, here in Hawaii, the last state to remove their mandates, lockdowns, emergency proclamation, go into the state capitol. Start yelling and screaming at the politicians for screwing your life for the last 2.5 years. Make sure that they pay. And remember, you can slap another person live on television. Thanks, Will Smith. This has been the Conservative Asian Podcast, and we'll catch you guys next time.